Well, good morning and welcome to a look at betting options this week. There are plenty of events on around the world, but we might just focus on a couple. There are certainly two senior tour events in Japan and on the European tour, but let's just focus our attention on the Canadian Open on the PGA Tour and the ShopRite LPGA Classic being played in New Jersey. But before we do that, we might just look back at last week. We had a little bit of success at the US Women's Open. Certainly Jeong-Yoon Lee 6, I thought was a good bet before the US Women's Open at $19. As I said at the time, she really fitted into the mould of a Korean player, a very young, talented Korean player who'd come off the Korean LPGA Tour and early in her career was a potential winner of the US Women's Open, as there have been so many over the last few years. And she was able to get the job done and completed not only a win in that, but continue what has been an outstanding rookie season for her on the LPGA Tour. So that was a nice collect for us, but it only offset some of the other losses that we had. We went pretty close in Japan. Jazz Watanabe, the Thai player, finished fifth after a slow start to the event. He really came home strongly. He was certainly one of the pre-tournament favourites. But the player that I thought might have done very well and did do very well for so long, Wong Joon Lee, the Australian, eventually finished, I think, around 14th, but he was third going into the final round on what was a very tough golf course. He was at $34. He wasn't able to get the job done, but he certainly gave us a good side in that regard. So well done to him. Well done to certainly Jeong-Yoon Lee, 6, the new US Women's Open champion. No luck with our selections on the European or the US PGA Tour, so we'll get back on the horse immediately. We'll take a look at the Canadian Open this week. This event being played at the Hamilton Golf and Country Club in Ontario. It's moved around a bit over the last few years, this tournament. It hasn't been played at this venue, though, since 2012, and two of the pre-tournament favourites in the event, Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka, didn't play back then in 2012, so this is a new venue for them, you might say. Although for Johnson, this is an event that he's just really dominated over the last few years. He's been eighth and twice second, in addition to being the defending champion this week, Dustin Johnson. Admittedly, at other venues, those performances. But look, given the form that he's been in of late, second at the PGA at his last start, second at the Masters a few starts ago, he's in good form. Admittedly, he's gone through a bit of a coaching change in the last couple of weeks or so. Not that that necessarily should bother Dustin Johnson. He's at 650, very short odds, admittedly, almost Tiger-esque odds back in his heyday. But he deserves to be the favourite because he is the defending champion, an outstanding record at this particular event, and he is Dustin Johnson after all. Brooks Koepka is the world number one. He won the PGA. He was second at the Masters. He was fourth at Dallas. He's been the dominant player on the PGA Tour over the last little while. He missed the cut in this event last year, admittedly, as I said earlier, at another venue. But given the form that he's in, Brooks Koepka, you'd have to think that he's going to be a real factor this week. He's at $7, again, very short odds, so you have to decide for yourself whether you consider that's worth the punt. Rory McIlroy was playing very well prior to his miscut at the Memorial, a surprising miscut at the Memorial in so many ways. I think he's sure to bounce back. It's his first time in this event this year, interestingly enough. It's got a new place in the schedule. Typically, the Canadian Open was played the week after the Open Championship. So with the reshuffle of tournaments on the PGA Tour, we're seeing this tournament positioned in a different place in the schedule, and that really has probably impacted on the field, probably in a positive way in some respects. So Rory McIlroy at $10, I'm sure, as I said, he's going to bounce back from that miscut last week at the Memorial and potentially contend this week, because there's no doubt about it. Prior to last week, he was playing pretty well for 2019. Sergio Garcia is at $26. He's had a miscut, a fourth, a miscut, and a fifth in his last four starts this season. So he's been a little bit, well, he has been very inconsistent for that matter. Sergio Garcia, when he's good, he's very good. And when he's not so good, he's not so good. He did miss the cut in this event last year, admittedly. But if he can play to his potential, as he's shown in a couple of recent starts, then it may well be that Sergio Garcia contends again this week. And I think the player for slightly longer odds, by the way, Sergio Garcia at $26, a player well worth keeping an eye on this week, I think, and at pretty good odds, is Scott Piercy. And the reason that I say that is that he was second in Dallas. He was third at Hilton Head recently. He's had a couple of other reasonable finishes since, but those were two very good finishes. And I thought at the time, I think in Dallas in particular, he was playing beautifully throughout the course of the week, swinging the club beautifully. He did win this event when it was last played at this venue back in 2012, Scott Piercy. So I think that's an interesting omen for this week, and he would be certainly well worth an investment at $29. The three Australians in the event, Curtis Luck, Cameron Davis, and Rod Pampling. Cameron Davis and Rod Pampling missing out at sectional qualifying for the US Open just a few days ago, and Davis and Pampling having a pretty bad performance at that particular event. So a bit hard to try and pick the best of a pretty ordinary lot at the moment. Perhaps Curtis Luck might be the player to be the leading Australian at the Canadian Open. We'll move to New Jersey, to the ShopRite LPGA Classic. This is an event that does have a bit of history on this golf course. It's been played at the same venue over a long period of time. Jeongyeong Lee, 6, the winner last week at the US Women's Opens in the field. She'll start the tournament at around about $7. She's the favourite now. I guess when you win the US Women's Open and you've had such a significant rookie season, you get to be the favourite in an event like this. But I think it's going to be hard for her to get her feet back on the ground this week, and it might be a bit much to expect after all the backslapping and congratulations that she's had over the last few days for her to be a genuine contender. She's a tough cookie, there's no doubt about that, but I'll be looking elsewhere to find a potential winner. Brooke Henderson, no top 20s here in four starts, but she's just too good to ignore. She's played very well for much of the season. And I think Brooke Henderson at $9 probably deserves to be the favourite. Se-young Kim was fourth last year in this event. She had a second round of 61. So this is a golf course that clearly fits her eye. She won two starts ago. She was second at the LA Open. Also, she was 16th at the US Open. So she's in good form, Se-young Kim. And at $11, I think that's very good value for a player that finished fourth here last year and is in such good form. And then a couple of players for longer odds if you are looking for a bit of value, provided they perform well. They're only value if they perform well, I suppose. Anna Nordqvist, she's been twice a winner and once second here. She's not had a top 10 this season on the LPGA Tour, but she's shown glimpses at times. And I think given the fact that she's coming back to a golf course, it really means a lot to her. At $34, she might be worth a speculative bet. And Gina Piller has often played well here. She's had three top fives. She's much improved last week. She was fifth at the US Women's Open, which was a significant improvement on her form for much of this season, Gina Piller. So at $51, for a lady that's played well here so often, I think, again, a bit like Anna Nordqvist, is worth having a few dollars on just for a bit of fun. So Jeongyeong Lee the favourite, but as I mentioned, a lot of distractions this week. Hard to see her backing up. Brooke Henderson at $9, certainly a genuine contender. Se-young Kim is certainly the favourite for me amongst the more fancied players as far as my selections are concerned. And then if you were looking for a bit of value, Anna Nordqvist and Gerina Piller at $34 and $51 respectively are the two that I think are worth considering in that regard. So that's the ShopRite LPGA Classic in Galloway in New Jersey. Good luck with your investments. I'm Bruce Young.